Look, at some stage, we'll all be subject to needing some very new, brand new medicine, something that's just hit the market. And for it to get there, it's got to go through a series of trials. Before it goes to human trials, in most cases, it will go through a series of animal testing. And to talk to us about some of that this morning, from Monash University, Cancer Research Program Manager Rhys Garbrough. Good morning, Rhys. I guess let's take it back to the initial point. What are some of the main reasons that we do use animals for medical testing and trials?
Well, I think it really boils down to the fact that trials, especially when trialing treatments that are completely new, often or usually involve some level of discomfort or suffering and often death for the trial animals. And I guess as a society, we've generally decided that we're more willing to inflict this kind of suffering onto animals rather than humans. And there are a lot of profound ethical questions around that. But I guess most of society sits in the camp that if we want to progress medical science, we are going to need to do these tests. And if suffering is involved, then it's probably better to do it on a different kind of animal rather than a human animal.
I think that's where the line seems to get drawn, isn't it? If something bad's going to happen, let's make it the animal first. And that's where a lot of other ethical issues come into play, because the animal doesn't get the choice, yet we do. What are some of the similarities with animals that make them subject a good candidate generally for ahead of human trials?
We have a lot in common with animals, especially other mammals. So the human anatomy, physiology and biochemistry are actually similar on so many levels, which is why they've been so useful in progressing medical science about understanding the basic functions of the body, but also in testing medications and even other types of trials, like trialing new medical devices. Animals like mice, even though they seem pretty dissimilar from a human, they do actually have a lot of the same bodily processes that we have. And anatomically as well, they are actually extremely similar in most senses. It's mainly a question of proportions that are different in the mouse. So they have all the same, virtually all the same organs that we have and all the same bones and muscles, but they're in different proportions. There are obviously really important differences, though, and one of the areas that's really difficult to do animal trials in that translate to humans is when you're looking at the function of the brain, because we are actually pretty unique as a species in terms of our brains. So that's one area where we haven't been really able to do as much, and it's harder to extrapolate from animal trials on when you're looking at brain function. But for most other functions of the body, animals do give us a really excellent model.
So, Reid, do you think as a society we're becoming more or less warm to the idea that animal testing is here to stay?
I think it depends on who you speak to. I think at the moment we're moving towards being a culture, especially in Australia, we're thinking about how we can treat animals in a more ethical manner, and that extends to the way that we perhaps use animals in agriculture and farming, and I think also in medical trials. And there is a big push, and I think it's very valid to push for reducing our reliance on animal trials. I don't think at this stage that we're anywhere near the point where we can completely replace the information that we get from live animal testing. There are a number of alternatives out there, and they can reduce the amount of animals that need to be used in, say, a drug trial, but they're not quite there in terms of the complexity of seeing what you see when you actually give for example, a medication to a mouse, and you see the way that the medication is distributed around the body, all of the tissues that it affects, and looking for the levels that at which the drug is effective, and looking for the levels at which the drug becomes toxic. That's really, really difficult to do in, say, a cell culture in a petri dish. Well, it's impossible to know all of those things. So whilst you can sort of get a good idea of a lot of things from doing in vitro tests like that, ultimately, I think that we need to do animal trials before we progress to human trials.
Rhys, it's a tricky question, and ethically it will just go on and on and on, but I think we have to be realistic that they are here to stay in one form or another. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on that with us this morning.
Thank you.